The sheriffs and other plaintiffs in the case, including one retired police officer, want the new laws completely struck from the books. One law limits gun magazines to 15 rounds. The other mandates background checks for all gun transfers. On Wednesday, a judge will decide whether to temporarily stop enforcement of two parts of the magazine law. David Koppel with the Independence Institute is attorney for the sheriffs. He says the requirements are unconstitutional.
The part of the magazine ban which outlaws magazines that are supposedly designed to be readily converted to hold more than 15 rounds, and then the requirement that grandfathered owners of magazines, besides actually owning the magazine on July 1st, must maintain continuous possession forever after.
A trial scheduled for December would examine both the magazine mandate and the background check law. State lawmakers and Governor Hickenlooper approved the laws following tragedies in Aurora and Newtown, Connecticut. Garfield County Sheriff Lou Valerio is a plaintiff in the case. He says both laws are too confusing to enforce and they violate the Second Amendment.
These laws are infringing on me as a law-abiding citizen, you as a law-abiding citizen, to freely own guns according to our Constitution. I don't believe such issues like background checks are going to weed out dangerous people because evil people are evil people. They're not going to abide by the law.
Sheriff Joe DeSalvo in Pitkin County is one of seven sheriffs staying out of the lawsuit. He says his decision to steer clear is what he thinks the community would want.
I think our community is an intelligent group that wants reasonable gun control measures. And I spoke for myself, and I think I spoke for my community when I said I'm not going to join the lawsuit and sue the governor in the state of Colorado.
The laws have been in place now for a week and a half, and gun shops are likely feeling the biggest impact. Larry Emery manages Basalt Firearms, a small shop on the edge of downtown.
Many of the handguns that we have in the case here, you see this is marked in yellow. And that is to remind us that we may not sell that gun to someone in the state of Colorado because it has a 17-round magazine rather than a 15.
To comply with the law, Emery also had to remove 30-round magazines from the semi-automatic rifles displayed on the shop's walls. Because the laws are so new, he says it's hard to tell whether they've affected his bottom line.
Have I lost sales? I don't know. I can tell you it's been much quieter since July 1st in terms of traffic in the store than it was prior to that point in time.
Regardless, he says one outcome of the new laws is frustration. Frustration over what is allowed and what's not.
I've not been able to get clarification of, may I have that on display? May I not have that on display? I do know that I cannot sell it and deliver it to someone in the state of Colorado. So we're definitely not selling and delivering any of those products which have been banned at this point in time.
Emery says he's also unsuccessfully sought advice from the state on what to do with orders that are just arriving and paid in full, but are also now illegal. As a lifelong hunter and target shooter, he says more extensive background checks is a step in the right direction, but Emery believes the two laws won't stop people from committing heinous crimes. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Marcy Krivenin.